of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines.
WCVE Public Radio HD. Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his regular Friday morning analysis of Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi there, Wayne. It's a lovely day for a tea party.
Yes, the Tea Party is having a convention in Richmond this weekend. Now, is this an indication of this grassroots movement, as it's called, growing into a real third-party movement?
Of course, a lot of the Tea Party activists would argue otherwise, that the power of this movement is a consequence of its restlessness, of its resistance to convention. And so we will see today and tomorrow just whether Tea Partiers can march in a straight line. There are differences among Tea Party activists on a number of issues, but there seem to be some kind of core beliefs, this idea that the government is too big, that it spends too much, that the nation's borders are too porous. But perhaps what will really emerge this weekend is not only a reminder of the discontent with both parties and, if you will, conventional politics, but this emerging notion that the Tea Party, despite claims to the contrary, is in effect an adjunct of the GOP. And keep in mind that this weekend, at least at this Tea Party convention, and it's expected to be one of the biggest in the country if the forecasts for attendance are correct, 2,000 or more, it's going to be a cattle call for all the Republican stars in Virginia. Bob McDonald, Bill Bowling, Ken Cuccinelli, George Allen, the list goes on.
There were further indications this week that Governor McDonald's plan to privatize Virginia's liquor stores is not going to pass, at least not soon.
It is a tough swallow for fellow Republicans. Sorry about that. And it's looking increasingly like the governor is going to pass on a special session, at least a special session to consider getting the state out of the liquor business and turning over the sale of spirits to the private sector. The plan is so unpopular that it looks like it may be pushed off until 2011. That's an election year, and of course, when the General Assembly is meeting in the throes of an election year, particularly the year in which it is also drawing fresh legislative districts, the prospect or the possibility for antics and horse trading increases exponentially. And the problem for the governor in all this is that, other than a few editorial pages, including the Times-Dispatch editorial page, the Chamber of Commerce, some of these road building groups, and the retailers who would benefit from a switch to private liquor sales, at least who in the legislature is for it. So this is shaping up as something of a black eye for the governor.
We have just under 3 minutes. Attorney General Cuccinelli refiled his civil subpoena trying to get records at UVA about a former researcher there after he lost the first round in that climate change dispute.
Well, I think the argument could be made that for Ken Cuccinelli, the happy warrior of the right, the fight may be more important than, say, the consequences of this investigation, and at least whether it achieves any traction. It is raising eyebrows, of course, with the usual suspects, the Democratic bloggers, the Democratic legislators, the Democratic-friendly editorial pages. But at least among Ken Cuccinelli's supporters, this is a validation of his position as the climate change skeptic, and someone who is, not given to the straight and narrow, at least when it comes to things, issues such as climate change.
Now, almost a minute and a half. Let's turn to the congressional races. There were polls showing that the 5th and 2nd district races are a little tighter than had been anticipated.
These polls are important because they are independent polls. They were conducted for The Hill by a big Democratic pollster, but in league with some Republicans as well. And it shows the fifth, that's where Tom Perriello is fighting for his life, in a dead heat with challenger Robert Hurt. In the second, that's down in Southampton Roads, Glenn Nye is trailing by 6 points against a fellow by the name of Ridgel, who's a good friend of Bob McDonnell and also a car salesman. But Ridgel has, Nye has been picking up some endorsements from some Republican-friendly organizations, the NRA, the NFIB, and the local Chamber of Commerce.
And there was a story out of the 1st District about some racy pictures. What's that about?
About the Internet intruding in our lives again. Some racy photographs of the Democratic nominee, Crystal Ball, who is really a long shot. She's depicting herself as a victim. It's just an example of how quickly even an underdog can achieve notoriety.
All right. Time's gone for today. Thanks, Jeff.
Catch you next week.
Jeff Shapiro, Friday Morning Analyst on WCVE News. The time, 8:40.